How did this all come to be? You guys had you and Joe Rosario had a ton of success with your last two shows. So how did you guys go from that to Hamlet?
Well, we there was a company that is producing it called Nine Theatricals, and they're the producers of the event, and they had a part in helping us with some stuff for the last show, but more importantly, they saw, you know, how successful our last show went, and they really wanted to partner up with us again and become the chief producers for our next play. We had a different producer for the show over the summer, and he was actually, you know, interested in producing this next one, but the company Nine Theatricals wanted to be the sole producers of the next play. And there was actually a few plays that we were thinking about doing, but ultimately we decided to do Hamlet. We were thinking about Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. We were thinking about an original play from a friend of ours who has an original play called WMAD, which we're probably going to still end up doing that anyway. But we decided in, I guess, late August, early September, that Hamlet would be the next project.
And how does it feel to work with Joe Rosario again?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, we're actually neighbors. So he was like a block away. So it's very convenient. You know, it's like feel like we need to change something in the script, I just, you know, run over there and ring his doorbell and say, "Hey, Joe, you know, we gotta fix this." So it's nice and convenient that he's so close. I've known him for years. You know, one thing I'll definitely say about Joe is he's a fantastic acting coach. He helped me in a production I did a little over a year ago called Red. He was my coach. And really, really fantastic. I thought it was my best work to date, and I really attribute a lot of that to his, you know, coaching and his insight. And then we worked together on, you know, our shows over the summer, and I felt that, you know, that was my best work to date. So, you know, working with him has definitely added another layer to my acting, and I certainly believe that, you know, once Hamlet is over, that'll be my best work to date. And, you know, there'll be a lot of reasons why, but certainly one of them will be because of working with Joe.
How difficult is it to go from, you know, the Elephant Man and Charlie Gordon to Hamlet? How are you preparing to take on this character?
Man, I gotta tell you, you know, doing the Elephant Man and Charlie was definitely, you know, something on a degree of difficulty. Probably, you know, doing them both in the same night, back to back like that. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say it was probably like an 8.5. And, you know, before I actually got into Hamlet, I said to myself, like, well, you know, I just came off, you know, playing two very different challenging characters in the same night. So I should be okay. But I have to tell you, Hamlet, degree of difficulty, a 10. You know, just memorizing the lines is a feat because he just has so much dialogue. And it's not easy to memorize because, you know, it's not necessarily language that we're used to speaking. So, you know, in some ways you're memorizing an entirely different language. And there's just so much dialogue. He has all these soliloquies. And, you know, just to get that done is going to take me months. I mean, I started working on my lines like a month ago, and I'm like nowhere even close to being done. So, I mean, just to memorize the lines is a challenge. And then, you know, actually delving into the character and all the things that he's got going on. I mean, all the varying, you know, degrees of mental illness that he's suffering from. I'm a psychology major. I'm pursuing a master's degree in psychology. So stuff like this is right up my alley. And I was actually talking with my professor about it over the weekend, about all the different things that Hamlet is suffering from. And I can't wait to get into all of that. But I feel that I have to get these lines down first because, again, there's just so much that he says, so much dialogue to remember that I really want to kind of get that out of the way first before I really delve into the character.
So what makes this run of Hamlet different from the myriad of ones that have been done in the past?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, in our press release that was released, we kind of, you know, touch on that a little bit, how there's been thousands and thousands of performances over centuries. And, you know, the thing is everyone tries to reinvent Hamlet. You know, they do it in, you know, the Roaring Twenties. They do it in the Wild West. They do all these, you know, different incarnations of it. And in some ways, we're doing the same thing in terms of, you know, reinventing it. But what's going to make ours a lot different is that we're adding characters to the play that have never before been in Hamlet. It's kind of like there's some mystery characters. It's almost like, you know, WWF, like mystery tag team partners that won't be revealed until opening night. And that's the truth. Myself and Joe have come up with a very innovative way of retelling Shakespeare. I know that, you know, when people first found out that we were going to be doing Shakespeare, people that I know, people that he knows, you know, they kind of like, they cringed a little bit, like, oh, Shakespeare, you know, because it's not for everyone, because the language is difficult to understand. And I've done Shakespeare before, and, you know, those productions that I've done are some of my family and friends, you know, least favorite shows that I've done, because they just, they feel like, well, I was there for 3 hours and I had no idea what was going on. So we're very cognizant of that. And I mean, even when I read it, it is difficult, you know, you gotta kind of, you need to be trained, you need to know what's going on, and not everyone is trained and not everyone knows what's going on. So we have come up with a very unique way of making sure that everyone in the audience knows exactly what is going on while still preserving the integrity of the Shakespearean language. As I said, there's going to be some mystery characters. One of them will not be revealed until opening night. Be kept secret from the cast, even. The only people that are going to know about it are myself, Joe, you know, the person, you know, playing the part, and the producers. So that's certainly going to make this, you know, definitely unique. I certainly believe that this will be a once in a, you know, lifetime experience of Hamlet, because you'll never see this version again. It will be impossible to be duplicated, because we're adding two characters that are from our own imagination. So you're never going to see this version again. It will be a unique, one-of-a-kind version of Hamlet.
All right. Is there anything else that you want to say about the production that we haven't touched base on yet?
Well, no. It's just, you know, we're still in the early stages. Tickets go on sale at midnight on Tuesday at hamletnyc.brownpapertickets.com. Tickets are $30, and it's at the 13th Street Repertory Theater in New York City. It runs 12 performances from April 6th to the 17th, Wednesday through Sunday, both of those weeks. And yeah, you know, we're really, there's a lot going on right now in pre-production. That's, you know, we're not going to actually be starting rehearsals for another 2.5 months, but I can tell you that Joe and I are just going through the script, you know, like really looking it over. Obviously, it needs to be edited. I mean, if we did the whole thing, it would be 5 hours long. So there are, you know, there are things that we're cutting. We're very meticulously going through it, adding unique music choices. There's going to be some very cool lighting effects, use of audio visual, the mystery characters. There's going to be a lot going on. It's going to really be an experience more than anything else, and we're really going to delve into, you know, the madness of Hamlet and all, like, the crazy things that are going on with this guy, and hopefully bringing them all throughout on the stage throughout the entire production, just seeing, you know, the varying degrees of psychosis that Hamlet is going through.